RNZ Pacific News, Talofalava, Oahu o Koroi, Hawkins. A late legal bid to postpone Sunday's independence referendum in New Caledonia has reportedly failed. A leading anti-independence leader and president of New Caledonia's southern province, Sonia Barquez, says France's highest administrative court has rejected an urgent submission to defer the third and final independence referendum in New Caledonia to next year. The submission was filed by 146 voters and three organizations arguing that campaigning has been hampered by the pandemic. They said it was therefore unthinkable to proceed with such an important plebiscite. For weeks, pro-independence parties unsuccessfully lobbied Paris to delay the vote, and they now say they will neither take part in the vote nor recognize its result. Malaita Province in Solomon Islands is planning to ask its people if they want self-determination. This comes 2 weeks after a Malaitan-led protest against the national government in Honiara degenerated into a violent riot. Don Wiseman has more.
The Malaita Premier, Daniel Suidani, says he's seeking the help of the United Nations in a referendum to find out if the people want autonomy. He hopes to have completed the poll by the end of January. Mr. Suidani says the UN was involved in drawing up the Townsville Peace Agreement in 2000, which was an attempt to resolve prolonged ethnic violence in the Solomons. But he says nothing has come from the agreement, and this is why he's seeking further UN input.
The United Liberation Movement for West Papua is looking to unlock the voice of its people at the regional level. The pro-independence representative body has applied for full membership in the Melanesian Spearhead Group. The movement has observer status in the group, whose full members are Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu and New Caledonia's Kanaks. Its representative in Vanuatu, Freddie Waromi, submitted the application at the MSG headquarters in Port Vila. He says, as observers, the movement doesn't have a voice at the table.
But with the hope that if we become a full member, we can have a voice in MSG and even Pacific Island Forum and the other important international organizations.
Indonesia, which is an associate member of the MSG, opposes the movement's claim to represent West Papuans. King tides have been creating coastal havoc in the autonomous Papua New Guinea region of Bougainville. New Dawn FM reports that 4-metre-high king tide and tidal waves yesterday created damage to people's houses and food gardens in low-lying villages on mainland Bougainville. The atolls were affected too, with Langain Island in the Cartwrights being hit hard and some houses washed away by the tide. The emergency services says more than a million kina would be required to help people whose houses and gardens were destroyed. The COVID-19 response minister says if cabinet had followed the advice of health officials to the letter, Auckland would still be in alert level 3. It's been revealed the health ministry recommended the removal of the Auckland boundary as soon as the traffic light system came into effect. But cabinet opted to keep it in place until next Wednesday. Chris Hipkins is defending that decision, saying health officials had also said Auckland shouldn't move to the new framework until all three district health boards hit 90% fully vaccinated. That would mean Auckland would still be waiting to move as counties Manukau hasn't reached the target yet. The ACT leader, David Seymour, is demanding the Auckland boundaries be opened immediately. Mr. Seymour says Aucklanders deserve freedom.
People are missing funerals, people are missing business opportunities, people are missing loved ones because this government does not follow public health advice, it follows its own political advice.
A Pacific provider of sexual violence support in New Zealand wants more Pacific workers to be employed under the government's plan to tackle family harm. A new 25-year strategy has detailed 43 steps to address domestic violence within Aotearoa and improve services for Maori and Pacific communities. The General Manager at Wellington Rape Crisis, Kyla Rayner, says it's an exciting step towards transformation.
We do not have enough Pasifika people in our workforce providing these specialist skills. And equally, we know that Pasifika people are not accessing our specialist services. And we know that the vast majority of Pasifika people who require this just don't see our services as the place that's the right fit for them.
Ms. Rayner says she hopes the taboo for Pacific peoples around family harm and sexual violence changes. The Australian government has dismissed the Norfolk Island Regional Council, replacing it with an administrator for the next 3 years. This follows the suspension of the council and the deferment of elections a year ago. The Regional Council was brought in by Canberra to replace Norfolk Island's semi-autonomous legislature 5 years ago. With it gone, the islanders are effectively without any democratic representation beyond its odd attachment to the suburban Canberra seat of Bean in the federal parliament. The International Olympic Committee says it respects America's diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics and Paralympics in Beijing due to human rights concerns. But the chair of the IOC committee coordinating the Games, Juan Antonio Samaranch, says he hopes political matters won't greatly interfere in the Games.
We always ask for as much respect as possible from the political world and the least possible interference on our sports and Olympic world and ideals. And we have to respect the political decisions taken by political bodies all around the world.
Earlier, China warned the US would pay a price, predicting its plot to disrupt the Olympics would fail. The Papua New Guinea Hunters coach Matthew Church says the inclusion of Stanley Tepend and Paul Iton as his assistants will improve communication between him and the players. The Australian has said English was the second or third language for most of the players who played under him in the 2021 Queensland Intrust Super Cup season. He says he has had to use a whiteboard to get his ideas across. But he says the assistant coaches, Tepend and Iton, both fluent in Tok Pisin, that will be a great help. Meanwhile, Church warned his 32-man train-on squad that they would be replaced if they did not work hard in training. Church has already let two players go, Brendan Gotuno and Norman Brown, for that reason. Liverpool kept their perfect record in the Champions League, finishing off group play with a come-from-behind 2-1 win at AC Milan. Goals from Mohamed Salah and Divock Origi helped the Reds to the win after England defender Fikayo Tomori put the home side ahead. Atletico Madrid grabbed second spot in the group after a 3-1 win over Porto. Already qualified Manchester City were beaten 2-1 by Leipzig, while another team already through, Paris Saint-Germain, finished group stage in style as Kylian Mbappe and Lionel Messi bagged doubles in a 4-1 home win over Club Brugge. The last 16 draw will be made next week. And Tyson Fury has been ordered to defend his heavyweight boxing title against British rival Dillian White. The World Boxing Council has named White as Fury's mandatory challenger, and the parties have 30 days to agree a deal. Fury-White is likely to take place in February or March next year, with Cardiff or Manchester potential venues. And that's sports and news from RNZ Pacific.